they were limited, if it were approved, if it were limited, who would oversee that?
Well, I would until I'm gone, and then it'd be recorded. We record the order, so once the order's done, this is going to be in that order.
But would you automatically oversee it, or would there have to be complaints coming to you to know that? Would you automatically oversee it?
Well, we would not let him have any more than 7 sites. Mm-hmm. We have to have an engineered plan. And again, that's another article that he has to provide, the engineered plans showing the site layout. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we'd make sure there's only 7. And we'd go out and make sure there's only 7. Now, to say that a person would add 2 or 3 or 4 more, we might not find that till somebody says, hey, they've added. But at that point, then he's in violation. There was going to be stop work order, shut down, and eventually go to the prosecutor.
Okay. And that's what we get into mm-hmm. now.
You guys have any questions?
The home that's right below there, the really expensive home that's right there.
No. So here's our contours where it's dumping out, and I'll just zoom out. We're going to lose our contour lines. It sets to the east. Mm-hmm. But again, if this was full of cattle or pigs, there'd be thousands amount more waste that's going to run out in that valley. You can't surface discharge septic system. John Suti's going to be out there. But here's the home, and here's the end of the drainage.
Now, does that take into account any land disturbance that would be done through dozing and timber removal?
They're going to have an engineered land disturbance plan with us and the DNR. So we'll look at those plans, whether it's silt fence, hay bales, gravel places at this location. That's going to be per the engineer and what he develops.
Okay.
But, I mean, we get copies of the DNRs, and then we get our own land disturbance permit in place.
All right. Well, the only thing I got to say is, you know, I drive out there every day. It's a beautiful piece of property. It is. But the last thing you want to see is a bunch of campers and RVs parked on it, and the access to where they want to get to. If you want to go to Coy Bald, you can drive over to Coy Bald, stay over there, access that trail. Other than that, the only other access you got to Beaver Creek, and they can go stay at Beaver Creek. That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition this morning? Okay. This time I would ask the petitioner to please step forward, and would you like to address any of the concerns that
absolutely
the residents have?
So as far as DOT, those are commercial approved. They have to go back. I got to take 6 inches of gravel off. They've got to be poured in concrete. There's no sense in doing that now until after construction, so forth. The other commercial driveway, they're all 4 legitimate. Dusty Sears has approved them all. The 2 that are in play, he can't take out of play because they're there. As far as being able to use Beaver Creek and so forth, I find that very restraining to tell you what you can or can't do as far as your judgmental side. I like to stay at Beaver Creek down there to camp there, but it's all dry camping. There's no electric. There's no water. There's no sewer. There's no running bathrooms. I mean, that is just basically a port-a-john down there. I just think it's a great idea. I think that no matter what, when you bring change to somebody, there's going to be opposition. As they all said, it's a beautiful piece of property. I don't think that they would have said that 3 years ago when it was filled with trees and locusts and everything else. It's came around that way. We've maintained it. We've picked the trash up. We've kept it mowed and brush hogged. It's only a beautiful piece of property because we're investing in it. We'd like to continue to invest in it so maybe we can clean up a little bit of the trashier areas on the other side of the road. So, I mean, I think it's a great thing. I just know it's hard to swallow change sometimes.
Are you familiar with Cross Timbers? This is Roberts Ridge. Are you familiar with Cross
Timbers? So that is a mobile home park.
Well, it says RV site and mobile home.
Well, it's a mobile home park, but they allow for you to have an RV for monthly rental.
I knew when it started they had RVs there.
No, that was a mobile home park. That's what it was rezoned for, correct?
Well, we zoned it per the use in 2021, and at that time, like I said, I went out and did a mobile home permit. So at that time, it was all long-term living.
Yes, it is.
So we zoned it MH1 due to long-term living. Yep. Long-term living is not allowed on RV1. So when somebody would bring in an RV in a location like that, I've had Presley having to start doing building permits for RVs. Because we do them for storage buildings, chalices, a house, and now people are buying RVs, and that's their home. So it's $75 permit, septic permit. We treat it just like a structure. When I first started, we never did a permit for an RV.
Okay.
But now they're living in them long-term in lots of locations. So we're having to treat those just like that's your single-family home. It can sit there per the zoned property for however long you want to sit in it and live in it.
Okay, so you're saying what I remembered when the gentleman started it and they put RVs down there at the time.
Well, I couldn't answer that. I don't know what they did.
So you're saying now those are permanent and people are living there full-time in those RVs.
That's what I'm hearing, that they live there full-time. Mm-hmm.
But that's part of rezoning for this because it would be 27 days maximum occupancy according to your guys' regulations on the rezoning. I mean, there's certain things that are permitted and certain things that are conditional, of course, that you guys have already set forth. One of them is there is no monthly stay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if this question is pertinent, but how long has your family owned this property, Mr. Pender?
Wife and I bought this a little over 3 years ago.
Okay.
And you're going to live there?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I missed it. I thought you said.
I said I would have a permanent resident there for the RV side of it. Oh. Now, to further this, we plan on shutting the RV side down in October, not to reopen until late March or early April. Be structured. It's not just a Wild West deal. I mean, there'll be quiet hours. We're going to keep up with it. It's going to be mowed and maintained. I mean, it'll be our business. Kind of what we're fading into for retirement is something to do.
Realistically, this is going to kind of mesh two different things together. What would be your first project there if the rezone were to take place? Would you follow up with your, would you build your cabins first, or would you start your campground first?
So Bethany and I spoke the same deal. The way that goes down, we'd like to start with the one cabin down below. And then so the way that would work is the infrastructure well would be up high, so forth. Infrastructure would flow downhill, electric, water, so forth. So the cabin could go in, and then we could jump back, and we could work on that first left-handed side of sites. I mean, realistically, the sites are cheaper than cabins are to build. I mean, concrete, gravel, so forth. So the first project would be the first cabin down below. And then, yeah, to re-come up, finish our utilities, and start on that left-hand side of RV sites.
Okay. And at this point, you have 5 permits.
Correct.
Or conditional use. 5 conditional use permits.
From the nightly rents.
Correct. Could those
one permit for 5 cabins.
One permit for 5. He's permitted for 5.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the house that we've referenced, are those the individuals that are in South Padre?
Yeah, they're the ones that built the new house on the far side there.
They're not here because they're the ones that are out of town?
Well, that's also, I think, unfair if we know who the individual is. He buys a new land, builds a house every 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, but yes, that would be the people that aren't here. But as noticed, I'm not proposing anything down there. On my site map, nothing has ever been done at that end.
Scott, did we have a letter from the people that own that house there? The people that have the really nice house right there, I'm trying to think of their name.
Regardless of nice or not.
Because I thought
nice.
I saw a
letter. The adjoining property owner.
Uh-huh.
If we did, I mean, it would have been in your packet.
I didn't see one.
I didn't get one in my packet.
They came to the conditional use permit meeting, so I don't know that we received a letter.
I don't know why, but I thought I saw a letter.
We did receive some for the conditional use permit.
Pardon?
If we did, it'd be in this folder. And again, you guys have the ability to acquire limitations concerning the design. I mean, you could impose amount and location of the RV park on this parcel for Article 16.090, which is a little different than our other zoning districts.
You say they can put up to 100 RVs there.
Well, I sat here and did the math the best I could, and we have another one that sits on 16 acres, and they're only using part of it, and part in the front's going to be Camp Irene at Mount Branson, and he's got probably plans for 120 plus, and it's on 16 acres. Now,
it's limited to whatever we allow.
Yeah.
And how many acres?
If you just RV1 zoned it, then yes, the amount that we could allow would be in the hundreds. Without limiting it.
And I don't have any idea how many acres is out here on 76 where they're building a really nice one and swimming pool and setting the sides. But there's nothing like that, a number going in. So I don't know how many acres they've got there.
Without the limitation on the order in the motion, it's going to be looked at as just RV1, and the rooftops of any structure, building established on the lot, including the RVs, shall not occupy an aggregate more than 25% of the area of the lot. This is a 21-acre lot, and if you take 25% of that, divide it by the rooftop square foot, you're in the 200s.
That's after you're taking out the five rentals?
Mm-hmm. Taking out the cabins. And, yeah. What's now, feasibly, can you do that? I don't know whether you can or not because of the terrain.
Yeah.
But if you just do the math for the lot and per that statement, that would be the legal amount of RV sites that could be allowed. You know, waste